Ever feel like you just catch your breath and bam, life throws another stress curveball your way?
Oh, tell me about it.
We're talking never-ending to-do lists, back-to-back meetings, even just deciding what's for dinner.
Yeah, it can feel like it's all piling up.
It really can. So in this deep dive, we're tackling stress head-on.
Love it.
We're diving into Orion Windsor's Calm Minds, Happy Lives,
Okay.
because honestly, you guys have sent in a ton of questions about mindfulness.
Yeah.
So we're going straight to the source with this one, pulling out the best tips from Windsor's book
Okay.
to help you find a little more calm in all the chaos.
And you know what I think is really interesting about Windsor's approach is that, unlike a lot of these other self-help gurus, he's not like sitting on a mountaintop somewhere. He's got a podcast, he gets the daily grind, he's right there with you figuring out how to navigate life.
Totally. So no judgment here, just practical advice from somebody who's been there. And Windsor kicks things off by breaking stress down into three main flavors, each one with its own unique aftertaste. I'm willing to bet you've tasted them all.
Probably, absolutely. So first up, we have acute stress.
Okay.
That sudden jolt to your system when you have to like slam on the brakes to avoid an accident. Or maybe that heart racing moment just before you're about to give a big presentation.
It's like your body's way of saying, whoa, something's up, pay
Yeah.
attention. And honestly, sometimes a little bit of that can be a good thing,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
It helps us focus, it helps us react quickly.
Right, it can help us perform under pressure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's our fight or flight response kicking in.
Right.
Gives us that burst of energy when we really need it.
But then we have episodic acute stress, and that's where things can get a little tricky. Imagine that feeling of like constantly juggling too many things at once. Deadlines are looming, your inbox is overflowing. It's like you're living life on fast forward constantly.
Oh, I know that feeling all too well. It's like that moment in the video game where you're trying to like dodge obstacles and collect coins and defeat the boss all at the same time.
Right.
Your brain is working overtime. You're just trying to keep up.
And as you can imagine, that takes a toll on your system. The book highlights how this type of stress can lead to things like headaches, trouble sleeping, and even more serious health issues like high blood pressure.
Okay, so we've got the occasional stress spike and the always-on stress marathon. But then there's the big kahuna chronic stress. And that's where things get really, really serious.
Yeah.
We're talking long-term exposure to things like a super stressful job, financial struggles, or even like ongoing health challenges.
This is where stress goes from being like a temporary visitor to that house guest that just won't leave. And unfortunately, this is the type of stress that can really wreak havoc on both our mental and physical health. Windsor actually cites studies in the book linking chronic stress to everything from heart disease and a weakened immune system all the way to anxiety and depression. So, yeah.
Whoa. Okay, so that took a little bit of a dark turn there.
Sorry.
But no, it's okay. It's important to talk about. We're not just here to wallow in our collective stress puddles. We're here because we know there's a way out. And mindfulness is often held up as this like beacon of hope.
It is. It's not about pretending stress doesn't exist. It's about changing our relationship with it.
I love that.
Okay.
So it's about taking back control, finding our inner calm amidst all the chaos. But let's be honest, the word mindfulness itself can feel kind of fuzzy, right?
Right.
What does that
Yep.
actually mean? How does it work? Like, what's the magic?
It's a great question, and it's one that Windsor tackles head on in the book. He explains that mindfulness is not about emptying your mind or becoming some kind of like Zen master. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment.
It's like hitting the pause button on all that mental chatter and just being present with what's happening right here, right now.
Exactly. And the science behind it is fascinating.
Okay.
Mindfulness isn't just some new age fad. It actually changes the way our brains function.
Okay. Before we get into like the nitty-gritty brain science,
Yeah.
can you give us an analogy, something that we can all wrap our heads around?
Well, you can almost think of your attention like a muscle.
Okay.
When you practice mindfulness, it's like you're going to the gym for your brain.
Okay.
You're strengthening your brain's ability to focus, to stay present, and to not get swept away by every single thought and worry that pops up.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
So it's like instead of being ruled by these racing thoughts, mindfulness helps us become the boss of our own minds.
Exactly.
But how do we actually, like, how do we do that? What are some of the actual techniques that Windsor recommends?
So he covers a pretty wide range in the book, but Let's maybe just focus on a few that I think are particularly relevant for our busy listeners.
Yes.
Techniques that you can easily, like, weave into your day no matter how crazy it gets.
Yeah, because if it requires, like, a week-long silent retreat, count me out.
Right.
My to-do list would have a full-blown intervention.
These are a lot more accessible than that. So first up, we have mindful breathing.
Okay.
And it might seem almost too simple, but as Windsor describes it, it's like a mini vacation for your nervous system.
Ooh.
And he recommends techniques like 4-7-8 breathing and box breathing.
Okay.
Which involve consciously controlling the length of your inhales, your exhales, and even how long you're holding your breath.
Okay, so I've heard of the 4-7-8 breathing.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one where you breathe in for a count of 4, hold for 7, and then exhale for 8?
Exactly. It's basically like hitting the reset button on your stress response. So when you intentionally slow down your breathing, you're signaling to your body that it's safe to relax.
Interesting.
It's amazing how such a simple technique can actually have such a profound impact.
So it's like we're speaking our body's language. We're like, just chill out.
Exactly.
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
What else? What else is in our mindfulness toolbox?
Another technique Windsor really emphasizes is body scan meditation.
Okay.
Have you ever noticed how, like, tension can kind of creep into your shoulders without you even realizing it?
Oh my gosh.
Or like your jaw clenches when you're stressed?
Oh, absolutely. I'm pretty sure my shoulders are like permanently trying to reach my ears.
Right. So body scan meditation is basically like shining a spotlight on those areas of tension in your body.
Okay.
And it involves systematically bringing your attention to different parts of your body.
Okay.
And noticing any sensations, any tightness, any discomfort without judgment. It's like taking a mental inventory of your physical state.
Interesting. So you're not even really trying to, like, change anything. You're just becoming aware of it.
Exactly.
Okay.
And what's really cool about this technique is that you can literally do it anytime, anywhere.
Okay.
You can do a quick body scan while you're sitting at your desk, on the train, even like waiting in line at the grocery store.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Multitasking for mindfulness.
Yeah.
I gotta love it. Okay. What else? What else? Give me more.
Okay. And then finally, let's not forget about the power of mindful movement.
Okay.
Now, before you picture yourself like running a marathon, this doesn't have to be anything intense.
Okay.
Windsor talks about how even just short bursts of movement can make a big difference, especially when you bring your full attention to it.
Okay. I can definitely get on board with that. My idea of a workout is like walking to the coffee shop.
So, right.
Yeah.
The book gives some great examples of like simple yoga poses and Tai Chi movements that you can incorporate into your day. Imagine like a few minutes of gentle stretches in the morning, a mindful walk during your lunch break, or even just consciously noticing the movement of your body as you're walking from your desk to the water cooler.
You're speaking my language. It's like sneaking in mindfulness without even trying.
Exactly. You know, it's about bringing a different quality of attention to the things you're already doing rather than, you know, adding a whole other thing to your to-do list.
Right. Okay. So we've got breathing, body scans, and mindful movement. All great tools to have. But I have a feeling Windsor doesn't stop there.
No, you're right. He does not stop there.
There's always more to uncover.
Always more to uncover. And that's actually what we're going to be talking about in the next part of our deep dive.
Ooh.
We're going to explore some of the less conventional, but equally intriguing aspects of his approach, including the idea of a digital detox.
Okay.
Because let's be honest, our devices these days, they can be a major source of stress in the first place.
Don't I know it. Stay tuned, listeners, as we venture into the depths of digital detox, calming environments, and maybe even unlock the secrets to lasting gratitude. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've been exploring Orion Windsor's Calm Minds, Happy Lives. And I gotta say, I think my stress levels are already feeling a little bit more manageable.
I'm glad to hear that.
We've talked mindful breathing, body scans, even just sneaking in those little mindful movements throughout the day.
Right.
But now it's time to get to the really interesting stuff.
Yes.
Because Windsor, he doesn't stop at just individual techniques.
He doesn't.
He goes a step further.
Yes.
He talks about creating a life that actually supports your well-being.
Yes.
Am I right?
100%. And one of the most fascinating parts of this approach is this idea of a digital detox.
Okay.
Which, let's be real, in our super plugged in world can feel almost impossible.
It feels almost revolutionary, right?
It does.
Yeah.
Does.
Like my phone is basically attached to my hand at this point.
Right.
But I'm also like the first to admit that all those notifications and emails and social media updates, it's like a recipe for overwhelm.
Absolutely. Windsor talks about how that constant flow of information coming at us can be really disruptive to our inner peace.
Right.
It breaks our attention, it makes it harder to truly unwind, and it can even mess with our sleep.
Okay, so the diagnosis is digital overload. What's the cure?
Okay.
Because I don't know that I'm ready to, like, throw my phone into a lake just yet.
Oh, no. No need for anything that drastic.
Okay.
Windsor, he advocates for, like, a more balanced approach.
Okay.
He talks about setting boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, like, designating specific times to check your email and social media.
Right.
Creating tech-free zones in your home.
Okay.
Where devices are just completely off limits.
Like, nope, not allowed.
Not allowed in this space. Exactly. Oh. Or even just, like, putting your phone on do not disturb mode more often.
I love the idea of, like, tech-free zones. Like, maybe declare the dinner table a no-phone zone.
Yes.
Or even better, making your bedroom like a digital sanctuary.
Love it.
Suddenly, sleep is sounding really good right now.
Right. And it's not about, like, demonizing technology, right? Mm. It's about just being a little more intentional with how we use it.
Right.
Choosing to engage with content that actually makes us feel good, connecting with people we care about, and really using those devices as tools for creativity and learning rather than just endless distraction.
Right. It's about taking back control instead of letting our devices control us.
Exactly.
I like that. Yep. But creating a calm mind, I mean, it's not just about managing our digital lives, is it?
It's not.
Windsor also talks about the importance of our physical environment, right?
Absolutely. He really emphasizes that our surroundings have a huge impact on our mental state.
Right.
Think about how you feel when you walk into a room that's, like, super cluttered and chaotic.
Oh, yeah.
Versus a space that's clean, organized, and filled with natural light.
Oh, yeah. I notice a huge difference.
Right.
Yeah, like, chaos outside just creates more chaos on the inside.
Exactly. So Windsor talks about this idea of being very mindful about incorporating those elements into our homes and workspaces.
Okay.
Things that promote a sense of peace and tranquility. Things like indoor plants, calming colors, natural textures, even, you know, things like soothing scents can actually make a really big difference.
Oh, interesting. It's about creating that sanctuary for your mind.
Yes.
A space where you can actually exhale and just be.
Exactly. And, you know, we're talking about all this stuff, creating this calm environment externally, internally. There's one more really powerful element that Windsor highlights in the book that I think ties everything together really beautifully.
Okay.
And that is gratitude.
Gratitude. It's such a buzzword these days.
It is.
But I have a feeling Windsor's approach is a little deeper than just, like, count your blessings.
Yeah, he goes beyond just, like, the surface level and explains how gratitude can actually change our entire perspective.
Oh, wow.
When we focus on what we appreciate, it's like flipping a switch in our brains.
Yes.
We start to notice more of the good, even when things are tough. And that can have a really, really positive impact on our well-being.
So how do we actually, like, cultivate more gratitude in our daily lives? Mm-hmm. What can we do?
Well, Windsor, he suggests things like keeping a gratitude journal,
mm-hmm.
where you just take a few minutes every day to write down a few things that you're grateful for.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be anything big. It could be something as simple as, you know, a sunny morning, a delicious cup of coffee.
Right.
Or maybe, you know, just a stranger holding the door open for you. The key is to actually do it regularly, make it a habit. You're basically training your brain to actually seek out the positive.
Right. And you know what's amazing is even on those days where you're like, is everything's going wrong, there's always something. Even if it's something small, there's something there.
There is. And that's kind of the beauty of gratitude, right?
Yeah.
It helps us reframe those experiences and find those glimmers of hope.
Wow. This deep dive has been quite a journey, hasn't it?
It really has.
We explored the depths of stress. We uncovered, like, the science behind mindfulness. And we walked away with, like, a whole toolkit of techniques that we can use to bring more peace and ease into our lives.
Yes.
From mindful breathing to body scans, digital detox, creating calm environments. It's been quite the ride.
It has.
And the beauty of it all is you don't have to do it all at once.
No, you don't.
Pick one thing.
Start small.
Start small. Pick one technique that really speaks to you and just see how it impacts your day-to-day experience.
Exactly. Because it's about progress, not perfection.
Exactly. And on that note, we'll leave you with this final thought to ponder. As you're going about your day, see if you can find little moments to pause, take a mindful breath, and just really appreciate the good that's all around you. You might be surprised at what a difference it makes.
Until next time.
See you in the next episode.